I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking 17 albums you should own from 2017.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, thanks for joining us on a Lifestyle Thursday for Millennial Money. We appreciate your time and listening to this podcast. And so today we're going to talk about all the music that has been happening in 2017, and more specifically, 17 albums you should own, that came out in 2017. So on this podcast, on Lifestyle Thursdays, we talk about music. We feature a lot of great music. Some of the people on this list that I have actually been guests on the show, and a lot of the other people, we want to be guests on this show. So basically, we're talking about some of the best albums of 2017. So the year's coming to an end. What a great time to kind of reflect on what's kind of come this past year. And so right now we're gonna talk about 17 albums that I think you should own that came out in 2017. These are some of the albums I love. Some of my favorite albums I continue to listen throughout this whole year. And some I've actually discovered recently and just said, this is one of my favorite albums of this year. So take a listen to some of this great music that came out in 2017. See if you agree. Maybe you could discover some new music or totally think we're nuts on some of these selections here. Hey. Okay, so that was the great LCD sound system with Call the Police, which is totally one of my favorite songs of this year. It reminds me of like an 80s flashback punk kind of song. And we're going to talk about that band a little bit later. But first, we're going to talk about 10 albums that have come out in this last year that I really love. We're going to maybe quickly talk about them. And then later on, I'm going to talk about 7 albums that are just absolutely my favorites. They've been on repeat constantly throughout this past year. So let's dive into this right now. First up on the list, and these are really no particular order. I don't really want to have a hierarchy, who's number one, who's number 17. But I just have some, sort of a list here. But first off, we'll start off with one of my favorite artists that I've had. I have all his records. He's been an influence on a lot of bands that we've actually talked to this past year. Great singer-songwriter, Ryan Adams. And when Shauna could actually tell you a story when she actually saw Ryan Adams and did not like him when he was on stage. I love him. I love him live. But his album this past year, Prisoner, is really about his divorce from Mandy Moore. They were married for several years. The actress Mandy Moore on This Is Us. It's really about, their divorce and relationships and getting older and growing in that and stuff like that. But it's a really special album. I really like this album a lot. Next up is Fleet Foxes, and I love this band. Anything they do is really great, but their album Cracked Up, it's been 6 years since the Seattle-based band released an album. And I really love all their beautiful melodies and harmonies they have on any album, and they really can't do any wrong in my book. So if you haven't heard Fleet Foxes before, you really need to check them out. They're a really special band. Let's talk about Lorde. Lorde, she had her first album came out in 2013. So this is her second and her sophomore effort. And a lot of times when artists release their second album, their sophomore album, you never know. It could be, you get the sophomore jinx or whatever. But this album, it's even better than the first album. In fact, I don't even own the first album. I think I downloaded, one song. But this album is really special, and I hear it all the time, not only on the radio, and I don't really listen to regular radio. I mainly listen to Sirius Radio or to Spotify or Pandora. But Melodrama, her new album that came out several months ago, it's really a special album. And it's more mature, the songwriting is deeper, and I think Lorde has really kind of hit her stride. I really like this album a lot. Next up, we have Manchester Orchestra. You're like, who's that? Manchester Orchestra. They have an album out, Black Mile to the Surface. And this band has actually been around for a while. They're an indie band, and they're based out of Atlanta. And speaking of Sirius Radio, I this is where I discovered them. They started playing, I believe, the song Gold. But they play several songs on Sirius Radio. And then I saw an interview with them on TV, and it was like, oh, these guys are cool. I like this album a lot. And so I just started listening to them more and more. But I really think that this is really their breakthrough album. Like I said, they're a fairly young band. They've been around for a while, though. And this is really their breakthrough album. So if you've never heard of Manchester Orchestra, you might want to check them out. Next up on the list, we have Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, which is his band. And Jason Isbell has really broken through the last few years. He's an Americana singer-songwriter, sort of country-ish, if you will. But anything this guy does in the past several years is just really, really awesome. And he just keeps getting better and better. This time on this album, The Nashville Sound, he is actually pushing a lot of social awarenesses, issues that are important to him through his songwriting, which you could actually see a lot of this in several of these albums I'm going to talk about. I think this is just the year and the political climate, the world climate we're in right now. I think this is just what a lot of artists and singer-songwriters are kind of focusing on, including Father John Misty with his album Pure Comedy. And this is a guy, speaking of the band Fleet Foxes, he was the drummer for Fleet Foxes for several years, and he broke out on his own. Had kind of a bad falling out with the band, actually, but he's totally flourished, and he is like the king of hipsters, if you will, Father John Misty. And he's also been pushing boundaries, social awareness issues through his songwriting. And that's really what this Pure Comedy is about. And if you will, the song Pure Comedy is kind of directed at the leader of our country right now, if you will. So, but it's a really great album. If you have not checked that one out, do so. You want to at least listen to it on Spotify. It's a really great album. But I love this one a lot. Recently, I think it was last week I bought this album, Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile. Now, they are artists on their own, but they came together, they're friends, and they recorded a really great album called Lot of Sea Lice. Lot of Sea Lice. Yes, I said lice. And so I finally just bought this album, and it has really been on repeat. It has like really cool 70s kind of grooves throughout the entire album, and it's just kind of, in fact, I was listening to this album when I went to the dentist the other day to get a teeth cleaning, and I hate the dentist. I mean, who really loves the dentist? It really relaxed me and put me at ease. It's just kind of one of those albums you put on in the background. So it's a special album. It's been out for a few months, and I've heard a couple songs on it. And I listened to the whole album the other day, and I went, oh, I gotta buy this one. I really love this a lot. These days, you know, we don't always buy albums. I still do, but you know, if you don't buy these albums, these are albums you definitely want to put on your Spotify list or wherever you listen to your music. Now, I'm not the biggest hip hop fan. The biggest rap fan. It's just not always my thing. I appreciate it, and what I do like a lot, I really, you know, I do get into. But in my opinion, and there's a lot of obviously great hip hop artists and rap artists out there right now, I think Kendrick Lamar is by far at the top of his game, and he is the king of hip hop right now. And you know, just his lyrics and his riffs are just so really cool and powerful. He came from Compton. I lived in Long Beach for a while. It's kind of right near that area. So, you know, not that Kendrick Lamar and myself probably have anything in mind, but his album, Damn, his newest album, is really special and gotten tons of critical acclaim this past year. And it's definitely a powerful album that you want to listen to. And he's just really doing some special things. Another band that is absolutely one of my favorite bands is the Foo Fighters. And even though now they've been around forever, Dave Grohl, lead singer, arguably, not even arguably, the hands down the nicest guy in the music business, came from Nirvana, you know, a breakout band. But the Foo Fighters, I in my opinion, I don't think they ever disappoint. They are one of the best bands around. One of the best also rock bands around, and I think these days you don't, and we've talked of this on a lot of interviews, on some of our interviews this past year on the podcast, you know, it's not really a thing these days. We get a lot of alternative indie, you know, all kinds of different genres, but rock is kind of, you know, just not a lot of big hits these days. But their new album, Concrete and Blonde, is just this hard rock punk album that this band has always wanted to make. It's way out there. It's not always gotten the most critical acclaim. It just came out a couple months ago, but I love it. I think it's just absolutely a great album. It's really big rock and powerful. And so if you haven't checked out the new Foo Fighters, Concrete and Gold, I think I said Concrete and a Blonde. It's Concrete and Gold. This is a really great album, and you need to check this one out.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Right now on this 10 that I think you should really go check out, St. Vincent. And her album, Miseducation. Again, going back to Sirius Radio, they play this on several stations. I play it like every time they have a new song that keeps coming out. She has a song in New York. She has a song in Los Angeles on this album that are really special. But every time I hear a new song on this album, it is really great. I still haven't not picked this album up, but I think is one I'm gonna definitely get you know, in the next year. That so Mass Education, check this one out. I've liked St. Vincent before in the past, but I think this album is really kind of kicked her into another gear. So check that one out. So next up, we have we're gonna have a feature a song from one of our friends, and that we've had on the podcast a couple times this year because he's that special, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, and what an appropriate song. And listen to a little bit of New Year.
Fireside conversations, bourbon on our breath, laughter in the kitchen, the children make a mess. From the front porch to the backyard, tragedy in between. It's a new year, it's a new song, it's the same mystery.
Okay, so that was 10 albums that you definitely should know about. I own almost all of them, but I listen to them a lot. Here are seven, so 17 albums total here for 2017. Here's seven that are absolutely on repeat. Some of them are actually artists I have never really either known about at all. In fact, there's probably three of them I'm looking at right now. And a couple of them that I had never really listened to, and now they're some of my favorite, and then a few that I have actually heard before, and then I went, oh, I really fell in love with them hard in 2017. And first up, we have Valerie June. With her album, she has a couple albums out, but her album, The Order of Time, which is her album that came out in 2017. And I read about Valerie June. She's a Memphis-based singer-songwriter in Rolling Stone, I believe at the beginning of the year. And just from reading the article, I was like, and she has funky, cool dreads. And she's a cool personality. And just from the article, I was like, okay, I need to check out her music. And absolutely fell in love. And then they started playing... I'm losing my train of thought here of the song, which was the single off this album, The Order of Time. They kept playing that song over and over again, and it's a really cool groovy song, and by far not the best song on the album. I mean, I love that song, but the rest of this album is cool and funky. It's soulful. It's beautiful. I love every song, and this is one of the first albums of 2017 that was constantly on repeat. In our house. I love this album, and especially the song Got Soul. It just makes me feel good all over. It really does, and we're actually going to play that song at the end of this episode here, so stay tuned for that one. But yeah, Valerie June, The Order of Time, really great. One of my seven favorite albums of the year. Earlier in the year, we had on this podcast, an episode, Penny and Sparrow. Now, I had heard about Penny and Sparrow, and we wanted to get them on the podcast. They're a mutual friend of ours, Drew Holcomb, actually, as I mentioned before. He turned me on to them even more. We sat down with Drew at his home in Nashville for an interview earlier in the year, and he's like, oh, yeah, you really got to check out Penny and Sparrow's work. I first got their Christmas album they actually released 2 years ago, last year, I believe it was. But their new album, Wendigo, is just absolutely spectacular. It's so good. They're kind of a cross between, you know, sort of like the Beach Boys and Bon Iver. And this album, Wendigo, actually is 14 tracks. If you listen to the podcast interview we had, the episode we had with them, with Penny and Sparrow, it's a 14 track album, and it's sonically beautiful. It goes deeper lyrically than their previous albums, while fusing together some of their stunning musical soundscapes. They just sort of create this sort of soundscape that I absolutely love, and I love their vocals, and I love their story too. That these guys really did not start out into music. Texas born boys, and at the University of Texas sort of stumbled into it, and now they have this really awesome career. And I checked them out live when they came here to LA, and they're really awesome live too. So Penny and Sparrow, they're a special band, and probably somebody you might not have heard of until you maybe listened to the episode on our podcast here. Somebody you need to check out in 2018. Now, this is another one that I was really surprised at this artist, Phoebe Bridgers, and her album Stranger in the Alps. Now, a couple of tracks from Phoebe Bridgers kept coming up on my Pandora stations that I listened to, like some of my indie, you know, stations that I kind of listen to. And they say, oh, you will like this song and whatever and stuff, you know. And so I kept hearing some of the tracks, and I was like, who is this? She's kind of hauntingly really cool. I like her lyrics. I like her melodies. And then I heard about the album, and I really fell hard for this album, Stranger in the Alps. It is really great. It's actually her first full album. She had an EP before this, and also recently released a Christmas song. I believe it's Have Yourself a Little Merry Christmas. But this album is really great, Stranger in the Alps. Again, been on repeat constantly. I believe it just came out a couple months ago. I've seen it critically acclaimed as well. It's on a lot of lists for one of the best albums of this year too. So if you really kind of like indie kind of singer-songwriter music, Phoebe Bridgers should absolutely be on your list. And one of the cool things I like about this list, and I did not do this purposely, it just happened to be this way, there's a lot of really great strong women on my list. I love female singers, but it just sort of happened this way. I'm like, this is a really great album. So, you know, it just sort of happened, and this year has been kind of the year of the woman, and so I think it's appropriately appropriate. So, next up on the list, you know, last year I watched a documentary about this Brooklyn-based band on their epic final gig in 2012, LCD Sound System. If you've heard of them, listen to their like electronic kind of music based. To me, their music is kind of like sort of like 80s fused with electronic, fused with punk or something like that. But really kind of cool. More 80s and punk stuff than the cheesy kind or something like that. And I really discovered that I love their music through this documentary. But again, this documentary was about their final gig at Madison Square Garden. Well, anyway, their frontman, James Murphy, brought everyone back together and put out one of what I think their best albums to date. And it's really one of my favorite albums of the year to groove to. The single Call the Police came out, and I felt deeply hard for the song. I mean, I was like, who are these guys? I still didn't really know like who they were. I mean, I kind of heard LCD Sound System, and I was like, wait, this is really them? This is not an old song? I mean, it sounds, like I said, like a cool kind of retro song. And it's a song when I go running, I absolutely have to have this on rotation. Call the Police. It's such a great song. But their album, American Dream, the entire album is really great. And again, song by song, they play on Sirius all the time. And they kept playing another song, another song, another song. I'm like, all right, I got to buy this album. This album is special. It's really great. And I absolutely have to. So LCD Sound System, American Dream. Again, you know, tackling a lot of social issues that are, you know, upfront and going on in our country and around the world. But there are, you know, since I got this album, I went back and, you know, now bought some other LCD Sound System. I'm like, these guys are they're really great. And if you haven't checked out their documentary as well too, you want to check that one out as well. Next up, we're going to talk about country music. Now, I'm not the biggest country fan in the world, and I really don't like the sugary, watered down, plain kind of country music. I do write about a lot of country music. We have a country artist on the show that I do like, and I love discovering new artists and stuff like that. But I'm more of like if I'm going to listen to any country music, I like old school. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, you know, Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, all that kind of stuff like that, Dolly Parton. You know, I think those are really great music. I also like some of the newer bands that are and singer-songwriters that are more country, Americana-based and stuff. And Margo Price, if you've not heard of her and you do like any type of country music or singer-songwriter, Americana kind of music, you absolutely have to have her on any list and buy all of her albums. And she actually only has two and an EP. And so this year she actually released an EP, and now she also finally just released her second full album, All American Made. And it is absolutely amazing. It is a really great album. She's a young singer. I believe she's like only still 34. Experience a lot of life and a lot of sorrow and a lot of things, and she pours that kind of stuff into her music, which I think which all good country singer-songwriter, Americana singer-songwriters should. But this album, All American Made, is a soul-bearing, beautiful take on the world, including a duet with the aforementioned Willie Nelson, the legend Willie Nelson, on Learning to Lose. And that is a really great song. Another song, Pay Gap, should be absolutely the theme song for the women's movement this past year, at least one of the songs, which Pay Gap is essentially what's about the pay difference between men and women. And Margo Price is one of the biggest, you know, singer-songwriters and country artists out there right now, in talking about even how she's not getting paid as well as some of the guys, and she's probably producing a lot better music than some of the people that are out there too. So Margo Price, All American Made, check it out. You'll absolutely love it if you're into that kind of music. But I think, again, I'm trying to, you know, come up with a bunch of artists that, even if you might not be into this kind of music, maybe you like only certain styles of music, if you check these guys out, you might really like them a lot. So next up on the list is The National, and they're really, and I, yes, I use this word a lot, but it is a special album, Sleep Well Beast. Now, The National, they've been around for a while now, and but this is the first time I actually really paid attention to any of their music. Like I said, I've heard them, and I'm like, oh, I like that song, and they've been on compilations, like celebration albums, that I'm like, oh, okay, I like that song. I like the lead singer's voice. I like a lot of their music. But again, just sort of never been totally on my radar. You know how like a lot of music you listen to, and you're like, oh, okay, that's cool, but I never really totally got into them. Well, I fell real hard for Sleep Well Beast, and I absolutely flat out love this album from beginning to end. And again, it's just been on high rotation in our house, and absolutely love it. So check that one out. Another guest that has been on our podcast, our friend Drew Holcomb, and Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, their album Souvenir, that came out, I believe, in March. I wrote about them. A lot of the music on here I've actually written about in my other freelance career. But Holcomb and the Neighbors, they really bring this 21st century Americana storytelling voice to this album, with echoes of Bruce Springsteen's poetry mixed with hints of the achy soul of David Gray, you know, which are some of my favorite singer-songwriters. And it's a really thought-provoking album, including tracks, Wild World, which is sort of Drew's just sort of vision of how crazy 2016 was for all of us last year, and the crazy things that have been going on in the world. And you know, and that was just sort of his take on it. The song Rowdy Heart, Broken Wing, is just a really cool, sort of heartbreaking, achy song that you really love. I love every track on this album. And then New Year, which we heard earlier, is just a really special song as well, too. So, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, Souvenir. I love Drew Holcomb anyway, but I think this is even a step forward in his songwriting, and even as a band, they feel a lot tighter. I love this album. If you have not checked them out, why haven't you? Because they've been on the show a million times, so you definitely want to check them out. But this album Souvenir is definitely a souvenir. So that's 17 song or 17 albums that I really love in 2017. So hopefully you can check out some of them and maybe discover some new music. And then next year we're going to have 18, of course. We're going to have 18 albums here. One honorable mention recently that I discovered, the singer-songwriter Jenny O, Now, with her album, Peace and Information. Now, we had Skating Polly, the cool indie punk band, on recently. The sisters, well, the family, although the entire band is the family, they turned me on to the singer-songwriter, and now I'm hooked. This is, they're like, oh, yeah, you need to check out Jenny O. I'm like, oh, never even heard of Jenny O. And then bought this album, Peace and Information. Then I bought, I think, a couple of her other EPs, and I'm like, oh, yeah, she's really awesome. So that is an honorable mention, and the 17th and a half album for this past year. Okay, so that's it. Those are the 17 albums. Thanks again for joining us on Millennial Money this past year. We look forward and have so many bigger plans coming up for the coming year in 2018. More and more music coming up. Again, too, we always want your suggestions. So if you have any suggestions for artists that you want to hear on that you maybe never heard, we always like to get up and close and personal with them. You know, send us a message and we'll absolutely try to track them down. So happy new year. And here's to looking to new music ahead in 2018. And we're going to leave you with Valerie June, one of my favorite 7 albums of the year, and her absolutely beautiful, soulful Got Soul.